What are you doing here?
Roland was a warrior from the land of the midnight sun, with a Thompson gun for hire, fighting to be done. The deal was made in Denmark on a dark and stormy day, so he set out for Biafra to join the bloody fray. Through 66 and 7 they fought the Congo War, with their fingers on their triggers, knee-deep in gore. For days and nights they battled the Bantu to their knees. They killed to earn their living and to help out the Congolese.
No problem, girl, it's my city, I could take you there. Little kid with guns, only 15, roaming the streets up to no good. When gunshot just bust, just run quickly, I could show you where.
Show you where.
As long as you're with me, baby, you'll be alright. I'm known in the ghetto, girl, just stay by my side. Oh, we can leave the slums, go to paradise. Baby, it's up to you. It's no worries, I know the bottom of them where I stay. Bullets fly past you in a hurry, this is no gunplay. Don't be scared, I know the West Indies is Jamaica, that's where I'm from. Might see something that you're not used to, welcome to the slums. As long as you're with me, baby, you'll be alright. I'm known in the ghetto, girl, just stay by my side. Oh, we can't leave the slums, go to
Yeah.
ascending, I'll do it properly. I got tough ones for the tough guys, I got soft ones for the softies. Oh no. Oh no. Yo. Look. Stormzy told me, gave you a hook, but you didn't say you're gonna diss me. Coward nigga doing coward things, fight your own battles, you sissy. You can't run from me, car, I know too much, we got history. Fuck you and your dead chest moves, one pen, I'll check you swiftly. In your book, you said I inspired you, like Dizzy or Kano. Now it's 2015, I'm Mr. Potato, not no Dizzy or Kano. Blood, is that the best you got, aye, blood? If that's the best, then stop, car, blood. When my pen goes on, KTB hooks won't save you, blood. Stand back, enjoy the show, don't get involved. Don't give a fuck about millions sold. Whoever's still playing the numbers game, say fuck off, play on your own. Right now I'm doing music for the meaning, trust me, I don't wanna change this feeling. Soundboys get in my way, you get a beating. Straight up control, alt deleting. You think just because you're famous, you're some Jigga or Drake, my dog? No, Jigga and Drake got bars, bro. I don't give a fuck about Beamers, Benzes, down in street and Taylor's suits and chauffeurs, dog. I'll spin you at your loafers, dog. I am not the one to approach with bars. From Eskimo to Sidewinder, you never got a wheel up, dog. Never. Even with all your money, you can't buy a wheel up bar. Never. I'm not Dizzy or Wiley or Kano, I'm Chipmunk, them man rape me. It ain't safe on the block, blood, trust me, Chipmunk's pens off safety. Man will see this and not tweet it, but I got everyone talking. Power of the Chipmunk forces, I got the game all awkward. Bar for bar, I'm on the next thing, you're chatting about the past, that's a dead thing. Today, lyrically, you're in a neck lock, I'm not letting go on my jest glint. I'm not light skin or dark skin, I'm somewhere in between. I crush grime, then I crush pop, yes, I'm somewhere in between. But these days, I don't give a fuck if I don't fit in your scene. Stay in your lane and don't swerve, nigga, you don't want it with me. Fuck it, I'm going in hard like I popped a blue pill, bitch. This is what lyrics sound like on the other side of that red or the blue pill shit. If I ain't the one, who is? You're confused, that's the issue. Tryna drag next man in your issues. Next time you go down in street, better take all your trap niggas with you. Fucking lost you. What you get for that? You get me? And when you go parliament and put on your TV voice, your posh voice, you're not trying to tell them that you're out here like endorsing the trap. Take the trap niggas with you to parliament. You're not trying to do that, are you? No, you're not, because you're on some part-time usage for when it suits you. You're corny, cuz. Why are you trying to use other niggas for street cred? Stand on your own, you boy. You get me? One man army on the microphone. Cash model. Yeah.
What is going on? My name is Adrian. You're listening to Acai Trio. Unfortunately, it's not a trio today. It hasn't been a trio this semester, but it is a duo right now. Currently, it is a duo. That means I have one other person here, and his name is Charlie. Charlie,
hello, everyone.
Introduce yourself. I mean, Charlie is a guest on my show. Super excited to have him here.
No, I'm the one who's excited, Adrian, because listen, this show is not just a hallmark of really like just what is great about radio and college radio and just college in general, but also like, you know, it's a place where Adrian's personality shines through. And
wow,
it's a gift to everyone, really. Listen, I've known Adrian for maybe what? I think I met you my sophomore year and I'm a junior right now. So this is probably what? About a year and a half, like I'm a few months in. And every time I see Adrian, this guy puts a smile on my face. And I can't imagine what this show does for the millions of listeners out there.
The millions.
Yes, it's millions. We can see the people. Like, honestly, we close the phone lines here because there are too many calls coming in.
Exactly.
So please, you know, if you want to call, just, you know, tweet him at Adrian. What's your handle?
Adrian_sharp17.
That's right. Tweet Adrian_sharp17.
Yeah.
16 is, he's a horrible guy, so don't.
No,
don't.
Not him. Yeah. 17 is me.
17.
Yeah.
He made that actually when you were 17 when you made that,
No,
right?
Actually, I made that when I was 15.
15.
My birthday is June 17th, so that's just kind of my number.
But I think you were also anticipating that when you turned 17, this would be a watershed moment here.
Okay, yeah, sure.
This is the story that you told me.
Yes, we can go with that. Yeah. So what you just heard, I mean, the first song you probably should already know, but it was Take You There by Sean Kingston. one of my favorite. Just a classic.
It is honestly a timeless classic. Yes.
And then the second song was called Coward by Chip. It showed up on my Spotify Discovery. Spotify Discovery is so good.
Yeah, and it changes every week.
Yeah.
It's like great. You
how
add
do
a few
they
songs.
Know how, like what I like? Like they just know not only like what kind of music I like, but what kind of music is good for that week.
You know,
like,
sometimes
I feel like they know that the vibe I'm feeling for the week. Sometimes just crazy.
It's like it's just they just read into you. Sometimes people ask me, has science gone too far? And I'm like, no, it's not gone far enough.
Yeah, well, this is an example of how computer science has gone maybe too far.
Well, we were just talking about computer science. Mm. Adrian here is kind of an expert here.
No.
So if any of you are hiring.
Yeah. Wait, actually, if any of you guys are hiring, I need something for next year. Anybody, like software engineering positions, my name is Adrian Sharp, please.
Well, also, tweet him, but I promise you, I'm giving you the Charlie guarantee. No. And I know it might not mean a lot because you haven't heard me on the show before and you know who I am and you've never seen me before, but you need to hire Adrian.
Wow.
But if you also hire him, like, we're a package deal. Hire me.
True. Or package deal.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Adrian, like, why don't we... Here, you know what? I know I'm a guest, but I really want you... I want to push you here today on this show. So why don't you talk a little bit about, like, this next song you got coming up, what you're thinking, like, what you want people to feel? Because I think that this music really invokes a lot of things. Like, Sean Kingston, for example, I was, like, thinking about middle school.
Mm.
And about all the times that people were like, hey, loser. But also... I'm kidding. That's not true. Wow, this is...
They definitely
this is,
did not say that.
This is definitely not true. Oh my God, I just remembered because I used to be a DJ. This stuff is all recorded. Like, this is all archived. Like, people...
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So they'll know...
It's like, fine. I'm not running for political office or anything.
I mean, you could be.
I'd vote for you.
What? And you shouldn't.
Well, I definitely will.
Also, you're in Senate, so I would definitely vote
How
for you.
How dare you, sir? I will not stand... Yeah. Okay, yeah, exactly. But listen. Vote for Adrian. Hire Adrian.
No.
And also... listen to a show, which you already are doing, millions of you out there. Oh my gosh, Adrian, do you want to make the exciting news or should I?
I mean, yeah, you can go ahead.
We just broke 7 million listeners. Adrian's laughing because he's so humble. 7 million. That's right, 7 million.
Yeah, it's no big deal. I mean,
Adrian's used to this.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, 7 mil, it's nothing to me.
Yeah. It's, yeah. You know, he's just too humble, really. But yeah. Please... We just beg you to stop calling in because our phone lines are crashing. But just text or tweet. Honestly, tweet him.
Yeah. Tweet is the best way to go if you
it
want
really
to
is.
Communicate with me.
But,
although I'm private. Can they still tweet me if I'm private?
They can see that they can't tweet you, I guess. So, you know what? We're dangling in front of you, like, things that you can't have. Which I guess is unfair for, like, us to do to you. But the truth is... Adrian has high standards and you can't just, you know, you can see from a distance, but you can't always touch, you know, you can't even get near, to be honest. But the truth is, like, oh, I just burped. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Oh, okay.
It's fine.
You know what? You're right. See, this is what Adrian does. He makes you feel calm. He makes you feel happy. I'm honestly just going to make this about Adrian right now. Honestly,
no,
this
please.
Show is about...
This is not about... No.
Okay,
this
for
not,
real though, Adrian is one of the nicest, kindest, sweetest people.
Oh,
you
no, know. No, no.
This
no,
is true. He's trying to play music over me right now. Adrian,
I'm
move your hand away.
No, definitely not.
He's definitely trying to cut me off right now because he's embarrassed. He's looking for a song right now to play me out.
I am, actually.
But the truth is, Adrian right here... He's such a nice person. I met him during Focus, and you will never meet someone who is just, like, so humble. No. Look at him. He's so cute right now. He's just like...
You're too kind. You're
I'm
too
not. Kind. And the 300 people calling in right now are here to agree with me.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Listen, Adrian, like, he won't have guests on here who do this to him, who embarrass him like a grandma does to his her favorite, like, grandson. But thank you for listening because, honestly... He deserves way better than you.
Oh, gosh.
But you should stay.
Yeah, stay. Okay, and to those millions of listeners out there.
Yes, and fans.
We have another song coming up. This was also on my Spotify Discovery, and I was feeling it, so I added it to the playlist for today. So, hope you enjoy. Here it is.
Everybody wanna be number one. First week, where you get the numbers from? I was gonna wait till the summer's done, but now I'm like, fuck it, here's another one. Ah, fuck it, here's another one. Ah, fuck it, here's another one. Let me fall back, get a drummer song. Ah, fuck it, here's another one. Boy, better run, the block's boiling. These rappers, they my sons, I'ma spoil them. Show them how it's done with the bullpen. But everybody try to make a fortune. Ain't nobody try to make a dollar when a meal make a bad bitch swallow. Believe that. And ain't nobody try to be a father when you gotta go digging baby mama. Believe that. I'm too real, that's my only problem. I'm too real, that's my only problem. Found out I fucked around and gave your girlfriend a clap. Now both of y'all probably got it. And everybody wanna be number one. Everybody wanna be number one. I was gonna wait till the summer's done, but now I'm like, fuck it, here's another one. Ah, fuck it, here's another one. Ah, fuck it, here's another one. Let me fall back, get a drummer song. Ah, fuck it, here's another one. I ain't tryna wait for a check. I ain't tryna wait for a connect. I'm about getting money now, like it's going out of style. And y'all better pay me my respect. I came into this game on some live shit. Grab the mic, got your hand like that's my shit. And I ain't wasting time at no job ass job. Admit not marauding on my tribe shit. I'm too real, that's my only problem. I'm too real, that's my only problem. Found out I fucked around and brought real rap back. Now what you gonna do about it? Cause everybody wanna be number one. Everybody wanna be number one. I was gonna wait till the summer's done, but now I'm like, fuck it, here's another one. Ah, fuck it, here's another one. Ah, fuck it, here's another one. Let me fall back, get a drummer song. Ah, fuck it, here's another one.
This ain't your first time, I could tell. God given, God given. This ain't your first time, I could tell. God given, she said to me, I'ma be all over you, all over you, all over you, yeah, 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 you. All over you, all over you, all over you, yeah, yeah. All over you, all over you, all over you, yeah, 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 you. All over you, all over you, all over you, yeah, yeah. This my favorite tempo. She get low to instrumentals. Participation's instrumental. It's kinda hard when off the benzo. She keep up to all the songs that's on the charts. Play the hardest in a rental. Keep the ones that hit the hardest. With alone nights when all her friends go. She feel
so left out.
She was out to dance the night away when everything
all went down.
Best move through the pain. She lucid enough, took two of the things. Everybody watch how she doing the thing. Go ahead, girl, keep doing the thing. If she moving, it's cause of what ain't shit dudes gon' do to her brain like.
This ain't your first time, I can tell. God given, God given. This ain't your first time, I can tell. God given. She said to me, I'ma be all over you, all over you, all over you, yeah, 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 you. All over you, all over you, all over you, yeah, yeah. All over you, all over you, all over you, yeah, yeah, you. All over you, all over you, all over you, yeah, yeah.
Big up, it's a stick up, shooting. If the dance floor don't fill up, don't let me ask twice. You bad on the gram and you bad to your fam and you bad with advice. What advice? You right, ain't nothing here quite like a light in the middle of the party, but you liking your life with the night by the end. Cause your old best friend wanna fight. Got your fist, but the bitch got a knife like,
oh my god.
Why she always wanna start with her and plus she looks
so far gone.
I can smell Drake in the air. Lonely guys throwing their capes in the air. And hey, to be fair, she the same type of friend you can't take anywhere. But you make it to the car by the time Jake's put yellow tape on the stairs like,
this ain't your first time, I can tell. God given, God given. This ain't your first time, I can tell. God given. She said to me, I'ma be all over you, all over you, all over you, yeah, 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 you. All over you, all over you, all over you, yeah, yeah, yeah. All over you, all over you, all over you, yeah, 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 you. All over you, all over you, all over you, yeah, yeah. All over you, all over you, all over you.
Commanders gonna hate on him cause he tried to pay for something. I pressed the eject button. You ever looked at a big bitch fly? No sky. She just hit the ceiling fan. I did a dance, man. I hate a single bit of bitch like Pam said. Oh my goodness. Shenanay voice cause these niggas is hoes and I wish a nigga would shit. Man, most of these niggas ain't got no coast. But she hit the blunt and look at me like Santa. Supply and demand, nigga, I got the gift. When she looked at a star saying I got a wish. So I shoot out my shot and she caught it like swish.
This ain't your first time, I can tell. God-given, God-given. This ain't your first time, I can tell. God-given, she said to me, I'ma be all over you, all over you, all over you, yeah, yeah, you. All over you, all over you, all over you, yeah, yeah. All over you, all over you, all over you, yeah, yeah, you. All over you, all over you, all over you, yeah, yeah. All over you. All over you, all over yeah, yeah, you. All over you, all over you, all over yeah, yeah. All over you, all over you, all over yeah, yeah, you. All over you, all over you, all over yeah, yeah.
And we're back.
Here we go.
Adrian and Charlie. Adrian and Charlie show. Wow, how nice does that sound?
Honestly, it's like a pretty good... Listen. I just feel like, you know, you can do better, so I hesitate to make that a permanent fixture.
No, I... What?
Adrian can do way better than me.
Come on. This is the most lively my show has been in weeks.
Well, okay, to be fair, though, I am a very lively person at the moment.
Yeah. Do you want to discuss why? This particular moment?
I'm just feeling very lively.
Okay.
And feisty and, you know.
Yeah.
If you want. Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
You know.
I feel that way too sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we hope you enjoyed those last two songs. The first one.
First one was number one. It was actually called number one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I would. Well, that's ironic because we played it number three.
Yeah.
But I do feel like it is appropriately named nonetheless.
Yeah. Number one by Felix DeLuca. Second one was All Over You, All Over You by Angelo Mota. And yeah, those were also all on my Spotify discovery. Credit to Spotify discovery. I did not discover them. Spotify discovery discovered them for me.
Hey, no. I'm doing air quotes, discovered them for you, but you were the one that decided to listen to them. So at the same time, you do deserve credit there. And if you do enjoy these songs, I highly suggest you follow Adrian, not only on Twitter, on Facebook, but also on Spotify.
Yeah.
And on Instagram too. Adrian, you got an Instagram, right?
I do have an Instagram.
Yeah, you need to follow him.
I don't post much though.
Honestly though, you don't need a lot. It's like it's the same thing with participation, you know? Like if your professor's like, participation is whatever person you agree. You don't need to talk a lot, but when you do talk, you just got to say the quality stuff. It's the quality
posts.
That's
so true.
Yeah.
Except that I don't like participation at all.
There's the humility right there.
Just because I'm bad at it.
That's not true.
Well.
You know what? Why don't you all decide? I think you should all go to see his Instagram page. And if you think it's bad,
yeah, unfortunately, give it a like. My Instagram page is private.
Oh.
Yeah.
Again, it's the dangling of what you could have, but you can't. You could, you should. You, well, it's private, but they can request a follower.
Mm-hmm. You can definitely, if I get a requested follower from this, I will be very happy.
So you know what to do. All right, go out there, request to follow Adrian, make him happy, because he makes us happy every day.
Yeah, that would be really. I would be excited about that. Because that would mean that people are listening and actively following.
Well, we know that people are listening and actively following.
Yeah.
The millions of... Oh, my God. My phone is blowing up right now. Honestly, just being on the show is just... Wow. Goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so... I had a couple songs in mind up next. But obviously, I'm not the only one here. So, I mean, Charlie, if you ever have any suggestions,
no, this is
please,
the Adrian show. First, please. I suggest, you know, again, although there's so many of you, if you do want to call in 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636, again, if you don't get through, it's because our phone lines, we only have one phone line, That actually might not be true. But we only have one phone. Let's just, you know, for the record, we only have one phone line.
Phone lines, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, this is an old building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going through some changes structurally. Brad and Brew is dead. We're trying to see something new here. But really, just like, take time out of your day and think about what you're grateful for. And also think about Adrian's show.
Mm. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I just burped again. Nice.
You're welcome.
So you had previously mentioned that you had been listening to some Chance, some Kendrick Lamar.
I told you that in confidence, man.
Yeah, well, I'm sharing it to the world because there's no reason it should be kept private.
You're right.
Yeah. And so I was thinking about Kendrick myself, and I was thinking about his last album.
Yes.
And I just want to play one of my favorite tracks on that album.
Right.
Just to share it with you guys. That's what I want to do. And you.
Wait, real quick. I have this app on my phone. That's just one of the many sounds.
Wow, what is this?
You can also record them. So, like, I recorded my friend going like this. She loves that.
Wait, what is this app?
It's called Ham Horn.
Ham.
And it just plays random sounds.
Yeah.
Huh.
Honestly, I wish we had that here at WMFO.
I also wish we had
that. If you wish we had that at WMFO, tweet at WMFO. I wish we had that.
Does WMFO have a Twitter? Do you know that for sure?
And our next song.
Here it is.
Here we go. See you after the cut.
Yeah.
And now we're fading out.
Until I found it's me versus me.
Remember, what happens on Earth stays on Earth. We're gonna put it in reverse.
Darling, I've told you many times, and now I'm telling you once again, just to remind you, sweetheart, that my...
Oh, Lamar. Hail Mary, your marijuana times is hard. Pray with the hooligan, shadows all in the dark. Fellowship with demons and relatives, I'm a star. Life is one funny motherfucker. A true comedian, you gotta love him. You gotta trust him, I might be bugging. Infomercials and no sleep. Introverted by my thoughts, children listening gets deep. See, once upon a time inside the Nickerson Garden Projects, the object was to process and digest poverty's dialect. Adaptation inevitable, gun violence, crack spot, federal policies, rape builders and drug professionals. Anthony was the oldest of seven, well respected, calm and collected. Laughing and joking made life easier. Hard times, mom on crack. A 4-year-old telling his nanny he needed her. His family history, pimping and banking. He was meant to be dangerous. Clacked him a grip and start slanking. 15, scraping up his jeans with quarter pieces. Even got some hair from a smoker last weekend. Dodger policeman working for his big homie. Smart town hustler graduated to a brick on him. $10,000 out of for project housing. That's on the daily. Seen his first meal, 20 years old. Had a couple of babies. Had a couple of shooters. Caught a murder case. Fingerprints on the gun, they're assuming, but witnesses couldn't prove it. That was back when he turned his back and they killed his cousin. He beat the case and went back to hustling. Bird shuffling, Anthony rang. The first in the projects with the two-tone Mustang. That 5.0 thing. They say 5-0 came. Circling parking lots and parking spots and hopping out while harassing the corner blocks. Crooked cops told Anthony he should kick it. He brushed him off and walked back to the Kentucky Fried Chicken. See, at this chicken spot there was a light-skinned nigga that talked a lot with a curly top and a gap in his teeth. He worked a window, his name was Ducky. He came from the streets to Robert Taylor home, Southside Project, Chirac, the Terror Dome. Drove to California with a woman on him and $500. They had a son hoping that he see college. Hustling on the side with a 9-to-5 to freak it. Cadillac severely ride his son around on weekends. 3-piece special with his name on his shirt pocket. Cross the street from the projects, Anthony Plant to rob it. Stuck up the place before back in 84. That's when affiliation was really 8 years of war. So many relatives telling us, selling us, devilish work, scaling us, crime, intelligent, felonous, prevalent proposition with nines. Ducky was well aware, they robbed the manager and shot a customer last year. He figured he'd get on these niggas' good sides. Free chicken, every time Anthony posted in line. Two extra biscuits, Anthony liked them and then let them slide. They didn't kill him, in fact it looked like they're the last to survive. Pay attention, that one decision changed both of their lives. One curse at a time, reverse to manifest a good karma, and I tell you why. You take two strangers and put them in random predicaments. Give them a soul so they can make their own choices and live with it. 20 years later, them same strangers you make them meet again. Inside recording studios where they reaping their benefits. Then you start reminding them about that chicken incident. Whoever thought the greatest rapper would be from coincidence? Because if Anthony killed Ducky, Top Dog could be serving life while I grow up without a father and die in a gunfight.
Now fuck in the eyes, need now for that the world.
Now no fear, never see the ghost.
So I was taking a walk the other day.
I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Gone, dust your shoulders off. Keep it moving, yes, Lord. Trying to get some new shit in there. Swimwear, going to the pool shit. Come now, come dry your eyes. You know you a star, you can touch the sky. I know that it's hard, but you have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify. If he don't love you anymore, just walk your fine ass out the door. I do my hair.
Adrian, how you feeling?
Feeling good as hell.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah, that was a good track.
Yeah.
A feel-good track, literally.
I think it was in the name, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope you're all feeling good as hell at home right now, or wherever you are, in the car, on the street, wherever you might find yourself on this day. I know several clubs, actually, and several sports bars actually put us on, so we hope you're having a good time, everyone.
Everybody who is listening, yes, hope you're having a great time. The first track that I just played there in that sequence was Duckworth by Kendrick Lamar. It was on that damn album. It was a really good album.
Yeah.
I'm so mad I didn't go to see him.
You didn't go see him?
Mm-mm.
Well, me neither, so I can't blame you for that. Yeah.
I just, like, he was here in Boston, and the tickets were kind of expensive.
Of course.
But I was working, and I had money. I could have bought
the tickets. No. Don't you make excuses for yourself. Because right now, we are college students. We are young, dumb, and broke. Khalid's song. You should listen to him. But anyway, like, you know, we have our lives. He's still young. Kendrick is young. He will make so much good music.
I hope so.
You know so.
As good as this song that I like, I really like this song. Duckworth, my favorite song on that album.
Really?
Yeah. And then after that, we had Good As Hell by Lizzo.
That's right.
That was Charlie's suggestion.
Okay, no, but it was Adrian's call.
But Charlie's suggestion, I really
liked it. Can you just take the credit?
It's please? Your credit. Charlie, this is your song. You literally suggested it.
This is...
I didn't even know of the song.
Okay, and then you do know of it now.
I do, and Adrian, I really
there's
like
the humility again. Adrian is... Goodness. Can you tweet at him, Adrian, please stop.
Yeah.
Hashtag humble.
I may or may not.
That's a Kendrick song, too.
Be humble. Sit down. Be humble.
Yeah, you can't really sing all the lyrics on radio here.
Yeah. Because we don't swear in here at all.
Oh yeah, it's 12:35 in the morning on this beautiful December day.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe it's December already?
No, it's crazy. It's literally wild. Don't know how it got to December. Speaking of December, we have a PSA.
We do.
For you guys.
What is the PSA on, Adrian?
So obviously it's December, and
yes,
you know, as it gets colder outside and as the temperature drops, we want to inform our listeners of the dangers of the cold.
Yes, particularly the icicles that form on your roof side. So we want to PSA, as the temperatures become cold and as water freezes, make sure you don't look at icicles directly underneath them. Make sure you stand to the side to observe.
Obviously, icicles are going to be a point of attraction. They are just elegant to look at, and it's just nice to see the formation of them, obviously. But if you are standing directly under, you could put yourself in great danger. And obviously, us at WMFO would not want anything to happen to you guys, our beloved listeners. Yeah.
We encourage you to stand a safe distance away and observe from the side. Because icicles, while they are beautiful from directly underneath, also pose a dangerous risk. We hope that you take this message to heart and observe all icicles from the side, whether it be the left, the right, the front, or the back. Better yet, you can observe them inside and take the photo through the window.
Yes. I thought you meant inside the icicle. I was like,
oh, that if you can find a way to enter the icicle.
Safely,
of course. If you can make yourself in the icicle. There's actually... this is straying from the PSA script a little bit because this is scripted right now. But I want to just include this before we end this PSA. What you can do is you can find a traffic cone and you can stand inside. And then you can freeze the water and you will then be inside an icicle.
So, yeah. Yeah. And that's just a way to capture what an icicle looks like from the inside, but you're still away from the danger of falling icicles.
Exactly. You are not putting yourself at risk by freezing yourself inside a traffic cone.
Yeah.
And this is what is suggested not only by us at WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio, but also by the National Transit Safety, the Transit Safety Administration, the TSA, as well as the Department of Agriculture.
Federal Department
of Agriculture. As you know, they deal with icicles every week, really, with the crops.
Yeah, and actually, if you didn't know, icicle-related injuries happen, actually, what is the rate at?
I think 1 in 400 Americans every year deal in some way with icicle-related injuries, whether it's or a friend or a family member.
Right.
We are all affected by icicle-related injuries, and I encourage you, honestly, we encourage you here at WMFO to just be careful, to think about yourselves, think about your family, think not only about yourself who could be injured by the icicle, but also those around you who can witness that. Those around you who will feel the effects of it. You really need to think about other people this holiday season, this icicle season.
This icicle season, yeah. And that was a PSA brought to you by WMFO here at in Medford.
WMFO in Medford, 91.5. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah.
Again, if you have any questions about icicles, call 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636.
Yeah, we will be able to give you some information about icicles from the PSA that we just read. It was totally scripted. Yes.
And we can direct you to the correct federal agency.
Yeah. Okay, now that we got that out of the way, I think it would be good for us to play another song. So next up, here we go. This is, well, I'll let you know when we come back. Here it is.
For bringing Nina through and the fire in the booth shut down. You see the views, 1.2 or something on the net. Big video, big banger. Yeah, my niggas doing big business from behind bars.
Yo, it's Big Shot from HMP, you don't know. Free all the thugs them. Free men like Jazzy, Inches, Scraps. Yo, but big up the whale boss, Nina, gone to November. Yo, big up the mixtape, you get me?
I know you gonna dig this.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Let's get ready to rumble!
Shout out to all the men. My 300 Spartans waiting outside the building.
I'm in a life without a home, so this recognition's not enough.
Shout out to my guy Jamal too.
I don't care about nobody else. Cause I've been on these streets for too long, too long, too long. Maybe I've been on this too long.
I got this Fulham chick, I known her for time. Before all the ice when I was reloading on nines. Saw me go from bread and water to lobster and wine. That's why I never air calls when she hollers my line. My East things fly than a poster campaign. Sirocco the same color as cola champagne. She don't smoke weed but she'll roll me up a paper plane. Don't ask for peas and she knows that I can make it rain. Trying to achieve my goals. My Brum ting saying she might as well had cheated like Keisha Cole. My West ting be selling like a chemist. Booked her a flight from London to Venice. Put a smile on her cute face. I told her we could go shopping when we get there. Forget a suitcase. My Elon chick smokes too much weed, only with me for the trees. I told that chick to leave. My chicken church road's official. I make her hold my pistol, but she don't ever give me like my hoe in Bristol. Me off when I'm switching lanes, and I can't even remember that bitch's name. Go to Hammersmith, smoke on some cannabis, choke on, make her choke on the magic stick. My young ting says she gonna give up all of this. Good luck trying to find another baller, bitch. Cause if you change your mind, that's a waste of time. Car got a million bitches in the waiting line. My haze tings in her own class like detention. But she says I never show her no attention. That's car I'm busy trying to work these curbs. Five only paid for the first three birds. About P's and Q's, I make strategic moves. I had hoes when I was broke, I don't need the Now I got my new chick mad at me. Cause I told her I need space like the galaxy. My north chick don't wanna share, she wants all the nines. My south ting be throwing up one order signs. My LA chick be practicing her movie script. While I'm in the base backing up my chick with my white ting. Cause fire on the mains. She's always in the mirror trying on my chains. My nigga say I'm whipped. Cause I'm always with my Ghanaian chick. And I ain't even mentioned the groupies yet. Hood star, my life's like a movie set, it's nice.
Chase! You getting it in nice, man? You see why I got that heat on the street right now, bro?
Funny.
Smoking on that cheese. Shout out to my nigga Lee Dumpy. Shout out to my nigga Mitch.
Let's get them lights! I'm Global! JMC! JD Kiss!
Yep! Yo! What it looks like from inside out. When it's time to go to war and your men ride out, then the money start coming and you can't hide out. So you switch and get on the ready to die round. The hole you dug for yourself is getting deeper. Them holes you love is just making the thug weaker. You see now, you don't get the buzz off the reefer. It was only the fuzz, now you running from the reaper. Death pole rises, sleep without closing your eyelids. Still repping both sides in Hackney, East London, get live in. Until Speedy come home, we grinding. From one boss to another, we shining. Ha, it was all good timing. Yeah, but we still living the crook's life. JMC, yeah. Jamie Kiss, this what it looks like.
What it look like, money, what it look like. What it look like, honey, what it look like. What it look like, car, what it look like. What it look like, yard, what it look like. What it look like, money, what it look like. What it look like, honey, what it look like. What it look like, they wonder what it look like. What it look like, what it look like. It look like my gold around my neck and up to such a shirt. Got that chick doing that Rihanna twerk. Brothers hate me and my brothers, cause the chicks they love, love me and my brothers. Couple Nickies, menaging undercovers. Couple cameras, no big brothers. A couple niggas really see my grind, so they won't begrudge me in a DB9. Forget the limelight, all I do is grind right. Cause I already done seen too many nine nights. The industry nearly tried to blackball. Come my sound underground like Blackwall. Wristbone lit up like Kinos. Food on the menu is kilos. In the kitchen, trying to cook a blizzard. Trainer's DNA of a lizard. What it look like, money, what it look like. What it look like, honey, what it look like. What it look like, car, what it look like. What it look like, yard, what it look like. What it look like, money, what it look like. What it look like, honey, what it look like. What it look like, they wonder what it look like. What it look like, what it look like.
Y'all already know we getting them stacks. Yo, the UK, all we doing is bridging the gap.
So I'ma fly you over, so we can talk business on the white cliffs of Dover in a black Range Rover.
Customs are searching, they trying to hurt you. We got a lot of pounds, and I ain't talking about the purple.
I'm on the Isle of Wight, sitting on the Isle of Wight. JMC and J the Kiss is what it's looking like. What it look like, money, what it look like. What it look like, honey, what it look like. What it look like, car, what it look like. What it look like, yard, what it look like. What it look like, money, what it look like. What it look like, what it look like, what it look like, what it look like.
From the bottom and I'm still it. No, we started picking cotton, shit is real it. Hit the target when I spot them, I go hard, they be forgotten. I walk over to the problem, what's the deal it? Niggas fucking kill it. Told him it's the come up. Started off by doing robberies and run-ups. All that talking's gonna make him lift his gun up. Now all that talking when they got your bread and bun up. 0 to 100, 0 on the budget. It don't cost a thing to make your baby mother plug. Niggas hate my lyrics, but their baby mothers love it. You just bring it down, I come around and give her courage. You just buy the rapper, come around and give her. Niggas standing up, I come around and sitting down. Yeah, I've had enough, I add it up, I figured out. You didn't listen to me then, bet you listen to me now. Listen to me now.
What it look like, money, what it look like. What it look like, honey, what it look like. What it look like, car, what it look like. What it look like, yard, what it look like. What it look like, money, what it look like. What it look like, honey, what it look like. What it look like, they wonder what it look like. What it look like, what it look like. What it look like.
Charlie, did you get that a lot?
Charlie.
From the Charlie bit.
That was my entire middle school career. Right there.
Yeah,
it just made that connection right there.
Yeah,
it just defined my life. I thought you were making a connection to Doyen. Oh my god. Doyen is one of our friends. She's currently working a shift at the Campus Center Information Booth. If you can see her, stop by. She's there until... Well, actually, today she's there until 2 o'clock, so...
Oh, my.
You know, you can hear the entirety of our show and then go see her. It's currently 1248 here in Medford, Massachusetts, 02155.
Yeah. Yes, that is where we are located in Curtis Hall.
Yes. We must also give a shout-out to Cam, who's Adrian's sweetmate.
Oh, yes. Camille Cam.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for being here, and thank you for being Adrian's friend, because honestly, you are such a great person.
So true. Very, right? Very true. Cam is wonderful. She actually pulled me into the suite. So without her, I would probably be not being SoGo.
My goodness.
That would be sad.
Very sad.
Yeah, because I'd probably be in like Bush. Or somewhere.
Yes, you'd definitely be in a freshman only hall.
Oh yeah, true. It's freshman only. No, I'd probably be somewhere worse, but not. But I'm in SoGo. And also she's a great human being.
Mm-hmm.
She's really nice. Yeah.
So what was that track that we just heard, Adrian?
What was it? So the first one was Fire in the Booth. Fire in the Booth by Nine. So it was the Fire in the Booth is like some kind of...
Oh yeah.
It's like a British type deal where they bring rappers onto the show and it's like spit Fire in the Booth. Like you go, it's like freestyle, basically.
Yeah.
And so this was Nine's Fire in the Booth.
Yes.
And it was pretty good. It was pretty fire. And then after that, we had Look Like by Charlie Sloth. Obviously, you could tell I have like a strong grime influence here tonight.
Right. And for those of us who don't know what grime is, because we do have several million listeners, and I think some of them might come from more like culturally deficient areas.
Yes.
So
yes.
Of the nation. So please just fill us in. So Missouri, listen up.
Yeah, Missouri, this is for you. Grime is actually UK rap. It's just a form of rap. And it's just, I don't know, I like it. It's more, it's like upbeat, it's more aggressive, and there's just something about UK rap that I like. It's just a different style.
Right, it just gets you going, you know, like, it might be 12:50 right now, but I feel like I could run a 5K.
Right, yeah.
Do you want to run a 5K?
Yeah, no.
Adrian's nodding his head. He just doesn't want to make it known because he's very humble.
No.
He doesn't want people to know he can run a 5K.
I would never run a 5K.
There is a humility.
I would never
run a 5K. Adrian's actually run 15Ks before.
15Ks?
Yeah, that's what, like only 9 miles, you know?
That's insane. I would never do any athletic thing if there wasn't a ball involved.
There's actually a ball involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
It's
no, there are no balls in marathons. But yeah.
Well, I don't know, because I sometimes stand by marathons and I throw beach balls at people.
Okay, that would be really fun. if this was like a beach ball marathon, where beach balls were thrown at me at like what
every like 2 miles. Meter. Oh, that works.
Yeah,
too.
No, it needs to be. It needs to be shorter.
What about
segments.
Bowling balls?
That would be dangerous, and
you're right. This is the new PSA: don't throw bowling balls at people running marathons.
Well, no, but don't go to the bowling ball marathons where they throw bowling balls at you.
You're right.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing for our listeners to keep in mind.
This has been a PSA by WMFO Test Reform Radio 91.5 in Medford,
Mass. 021-155 Tufts Reform Radio. Yeah.
So it's currently 12:52. I suppose in the last few minutes of the show, you know, Adrian, take this away. Take us on a journey here.
You mean with my music?
Well, also with your voice, with your body, with your emotions, with your feeling, with your passion.
Yeah.
Just take us on the journey.
Okay. So, I'm gonna assume that to be me playing music because.
Be you spilling wisdom, you know.
Last 8 minute wisdom. Okay.
Last 8 minute wisdom should be a recurring segment on this show.
On the show, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great idea.
You're welcome.
Okay. Last 8 minute wisdom by yours truly. Oof, I should have thought of this earlier.
That's the whole point of wisdom. It just comes.
Okay. It's never worth stressing about. That's my wisdom. It's never worth stressing about, especially school related.
Yeah.
Today, I realized that I had to hand in my graduation packet.
Yeah.
In order to graduate.
Yes.
On time. And today is December 1st, and I knew the deadline was December 1st. I just didn't know it was coming up so soon.
Right.
And it came, and I was already stressed from other things, schoolwork, stuff like that.
Being a massive radio personality.
Exactly. Trying to balance the two, trying to balance all of that. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
And then I had to fill out a form, but I also had to get signatures from certain people. And then that took forever. And
normally Adrian gives signatures, but.
Right. But this time I needed signatures from my advisor and the department chair. And so this was like 10:30 and about. And at like 1 p.m., I was like, okay, I have to leave campus. I won't be back until like after 5 p.m. And I was just like, okay, I won't stress. It's fine. I won't get it in. And if I don't graduate.
Well, first, Adrian's lying. He's going to graduate. Not only is he going to graduate, he's massively successful. He's already massively successful.
Okay, not true.
That is true. So, but at the end of the day, this is good. Like, you know, in the last, it's 12:54 right now, but you know, in the, like, we're not stressed about this show ending because we know the show's going to come back in many different iterations because we know that we've inspired a generation of radio listeners. And we know that when you enter college and you have this chance, you'll listen just as people, like, you know, just as we were inspired by those before us.
Right.
So don't stress. Just be happy. Be yourself.
Yes.
And I think these last songs will really speak to that.
Absolutely. Really, that was a great, finalizing of my last 8-minute wisdom.
This has been 8-minute wisdom brought to you by Adrian Sharp.
Mm-hmm. And Charlie Zen.
Well, I mean, you know, this is really Adrian here.
Okay, well,
there's the humility again.
Here we have one of my home country heroes.
Yes.
Yours, you would recognize him. His real name's Aubrey. He goes by Drake. But I just thought I would just end it with some Drake. Mm. Is that cool? I was thinking about some new Drake, but I'm going to play some old Drake.
Play all the Drake.
All the Drake.
All the Drake.
Oh, well, I don't think we have enough time for all the Drake. But I'll definitely play some of the Drake.
You're right. I think, like the Bronx, we need to call Drake the Drake from now on.
The Drake.
Yes.
I like that. Wait, yeah. why is it called the Bronx?
That's a good question, to be honest.
I didn't really realize that. I just do that. I just say that.
I mean, that's what the name of the Bronx is.
Oh, it's literally Bronx.
Literally the
Bronx. It's not just people.
No one is like, hey, I'm going to Bronx. It's like, I'm going to the Bronx.
That's so weird.
Hey.
And I wonder who thought of that. Okay, what am I doing?
Well, now let's just start referring to Adrian as the Adrian. We'll have to catch on sooner or later.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going
to
catch on.
Hey, I want to talk to the Adrian. Which Adrian?
The Adrian. The only Adrian in the entire world that's referred to as the Adrian.
Okay, honestly though, I looked up on Tufts White Pages other people named Charlie, and there's one other person named Charlie, and I need them to leave Tufts.
In all of Tufts?
Yeah, there's one other person.
No way.
Whose real name, whose actual birth name is Charlie.
Oh, okay.
Other than me, and they need to...
And not Charles.
How dare they?
Okay. Yeah.
Like, this town is not big enough for both of us.
Yeah, seek them out, find who they are, and
I'm going to help them with their transfer application.
Exactly, yes.
But again, talking to the Adrian today has made me feel just a little better about myself. And in our last... Oh my God, it's so 57. You got to play this song. You got to play the Drake.
We can do it. Okay, I will play the Drake. Thank you for listening. I guess this will be our sign-off. Thank you,
I'm okay with that.
Thank you, Charlie, for being on the show.
Thank you, Adrian, for having me.
It was...
The Adrian.
It was a great. It was a great hour. We talked about icicles, we played throwbacks, we played grime, and we had a last 8-minute wisdom segment.
I used the bathroom.
Charlie used the bathroom. There it is. That's the show.
There you have it.
Enjoy this last song. It's a classic.
And we'll see you next week.
See you later.